Good morning. Welcome to Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie. We're glad you're here. It's Saturday, obviously, 10 o'clock. Check your dial. Maybe a little bit after 10 o'clock, but we're really, really pleased to have you listening to the show. It means a lot to have so many different folks tuning in. And as I've always promised, this is a show that is going to look at all aspects of real estate, not just from a standpoint of sales and statistics, but also communities. And this morning we're going another direction. We're talking about an organization that has a lot to do with empowering businesses in the area. And as businesses are empowered and allowed to be more productive, allowed to be more successful, that ultimately means they can hire more people. When that happens, we can attract other businesses to the area. And obviously, those are things that positively impact the real estate market. And so Danielle Fitzhugh is here with me this morning from the Chamber. And Danielle, I can't remember how many years you've been there, but Danielle does an extraordinary job down there as Tim's right-hand person. And anything that really happens down there is just so everybody knows, it's really not Tim. It's Danielle and Jan and the rest of the staff that makes Tim and the Chamber look really good. But I can do that because Tim is a good friend, and I know he'd probably say the same thing. So welcome to the studio, Danielle, and let's talk a little bit about the Chamber. And how long have you been there?
I've been there almost 6 years, so, you know, a little tiny lifetime.
So in 2005, mm-hmm. When was that?
2005.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah, because I came back to Charlottesville in November of 2005, mm-hmm. So we kind of started in our most recent jobs at the same time.
So just like wine, it was a good year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and it was, and you know, quite honestly, and people on the show have heard me say this before, I get blamed for the real estate market dropping off in Northern Virginia because I left, and then I get blamed for the real estate market dropping off here because I came. So some people might not think that Michael Guthrie coming to Charlottesville was a very good year, but slowly but surely we're getting there.
We are.
I think the market is beginning to pick up. There's a lot of activity. And Danielle, let's just talk about the Chamber as a whole, your mission, what you try to do so that the results of what I've said at the beginning of the show happen as far as making this a better place to live, work, and enjoy yourself.
Sure. Chamber of Commerce across the country are made for two reasons, to build your business and build your economy. And our mission sort of goes hand in hand with that. We work for our members day in and day out, and they are representative of all the industries. Our members are the enterprise or organizations themselves. We have right around 1,000 organizations right now that are a member of the Chamber, employing about 45,000 people. And we work for those members, helping them do what they do and get their message out, whether it's meeting people, promoting their business, networking, just making connections. And as you know, Charlottesville is a relationship community, and we try to put our footprint in it for our members to help build those relationships.
The other thing, too, that that I've been impressed with is, and coming from Reston up in Northern Virginia, you know, I was involved with the Chamber up there as well. And what both of these chambers, and those are the two experiences I've had, but with both, they're very collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you know, it's not a situation where, hey, we're going to do this and we're the only ones that know how to do it and that kind of thing. And so, I mean, I think about the Thomas Jefferson Partnership for Economic Development,
mm-hmm.
and the way that you guys work hand in glove to when there's somebody thinking about moving to the area. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, you know, it's sort of like a village concept. It's everybody's responsibility for the success of any area. And so all the different players come together as a team to work. If we're driving business to Charlottesville, if we're helping people go, this is a good place to set up shop for the first time or the second time, or just re-expanding their business, we get all the players together. We created the Thomas Jefferson Partnership of Economic Development many years ago, I believe in the 80s.
And the United Way, right?
And the United
yeah.
Way and the American Red Cross. There's a whole list of umbrellas. And we like to sort of breathe life into organizations and say, okay, you've got some legs on it. Here you go. And run. And we've got some successes that are very notable in our community to do that. And we still stay with them and help where we can continue to have those organizations thrive.
Well, I think, too, that as I look at the Chamber and look at the different things that you're involved in, I mean, you know, forget sort of the, you know, the big events like the lunches and the dinners and the different awards that, that you all work at recognizing people who are doing good things in the community. But I also think even in the smallest of ways, I had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to speak to a few new entrepreneurs, if you will, people that were just getting in the business on how to network themselves and grow their business. And you guys have got those things going on too. Talk a little bit about lead share groups and things like that that the chamber is sort of helping folks formulate.
Sure. Well, you're exactly right. The big events, the lunches, the after hours, those are things that chambers are known for. But where people start building are those smaller groups, whether it's a lead share group, whether it's a referral base, or just a small networking group that's segmented. Most notable today, for instance, we have an aging in place business roundtable that's meeting. They're just made up of businesses and organizations serving the 50-plus market. So we've taken a segment of our membership who have a common theme. So you have realtors who are SRES designated. You have financial folks. You have senior caregiver folks, home health. You have hospice folks there. And then some of our nonprofit organizations and the retirement communities, all coming together to offer a package of services. Now, they're networking with each other. They're building relationships. So when they're working with a client, they can go, you know what? I have a whole pool of resources. I know people who can do every area of the services you need and have within the community. Our Business Women's Roundtable has been very successful. They've been around since 2003. They meet every month. We just had a really big conference of over 200 business women coming together, but they meet every single month. We've got about 50. So while 200 people may be a little daunting to come and let's network with 200 people, which is good, but if you're new to the community or not quite that hands and shake person, a smaller group is very beneficial to start that 6 degrees of separation, or in Charlottesville, that 2 degrees of separation.
Yeah, I had some fun when Quadruplicity was held a few weeks ago. I was looking at Facebook and looking at the different pictures and, you know, very excited to see who won the four under 40 and the Athena Award and that type of thing. And I saw some men in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I posted something on Facebook that said, what's up with this? I thought this was a women's thing. And they said, oh, no, men are allowed to come. I said, well, how come nobody told me? And one
you missed my smart men should attend.
I did.
You did. You missed that.
I on purpose, you know, kept myself away. But we're going to talk a little bit after the break with some folks from the Women Council of Realtors. When I was president of CAR a couple of years ago, we initiated a new organization at CAR called the Women Council of Realtors. And the joke amongst those folks is that I'm one of the founding members of the Women Council of Realtors. And it shows that even men can be involved in that. And they've got a great event coming up, which, of course, I've already been peer pressured into participating in. But we'll talk about that after the break. But, Danielle, we talked about the business aspect of it, but also for folks that are listening and have people who are thinking about relocating to the area, wanting to get more information about Charlottesville, you also play a major role in that, too, with materials and things like that.
We do. We do. We have a great relationship with our local Convention and Visitors Bureau, another one of those organizations we started many years ago. And while they concentrate on folks coming to the area for a day or two, we refer back and forth. We do relocation packages. So our members who service relocation folks that are either moving here individually or their business is coming here, we turn around and give that information back out to the community. While it's in, we'd like to think people are looking for us, the chamber, they're really looking for the overall us, which is our membership. And so we try to play that role of getting people to our members.
And folks can obviously get that information online. What's the website for the chamber before I forget that?
SeavilleChamber.com.
Okay, so SeavilleChamber.com, and then you're located right downtown, and what's the address there?
It's 209 5th Street Northeast, so we're right across from Tastings and beside the NBC 29 TV station.
Yeah, and it is very convenient, folks, because the parking garage is literally right across the street. So
and we'll stamp you.
Oh, darn, I wish I had known that a couple weeks ago. I didn't know I could get stamped.
That's right. I'm sure you could figure out some chamber business to do and get a stamp.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like my good friend Joe Jenkins over at Henkel Citizens. When I can't find a parking spot, I'll park in his parking garage, and I have this piece of paper that I keep in my car that says, Joe told me I could park here, so that anybody ever wanders across that.
But don't do that in front of our door. I don't know that the meter maid will take Danielle Tess that you can park
That's right, right there on the street, exactly. Well, before we go to the break, talk about some upcoming events, and not only from a standpoint of members, but even non-members. What type of upcoming events are coming up that folks can participate in?
Sure. We have a lot of things that our members can take advantage of. And a lot of time there's a non-member added-on fee. But we do want to expose the non-members to what we're doing so they can see the light and come on over to our site and join. Today, for instance, at lunchtime, we're doing a lunch and learn. Good Boss, Bad Boss. We've got a book series that we're running with Allison Partners, and they're doing 5 or 6 book discussions over lunch over the next few months. So they'll be in our boardroom, in our conference room at our office, discussing Good Boss, Bad Boss. Next week, we have nonprofit business nonprofit and business roundtable coming up. We have on the 25th, we're going to have Congressman Hurt, one of our bigger events. Our Commonwealth Breakfast is coming up on March 25th out at the Doubletree. We're also one of the partners and sponsors of the Virginia Book Festival, their Business Breakfast, and that's coming up on the 16th at the Omni, and there's still individual seats available. I think they're sold out of tables, but you can still get individual seats for the book breakfast right on the 16th.
Well, we'll talk after the break with Danielle in regards to the Chamber, and if you're a business, how to get involved, and if you're not, just again, as a non-member, there are different things that you can do, but we want to take a moment to let Crown Mortgage and Classic Furniture share why they would love to do business with you. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and you're listening to News Radio 1070, and we're glad you're here this morning. Don't forget, you can always listen to this show via podcast by going to WINA.com, clicking on podcast, going to Real Estate Matters, and looking for the particular subject that you're interested in. There's archive, lots of different shows, and a lot of good information. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realestatematters. And I'd love to have you become a friend of the show. And we're always glad to have you with us, whether it's live or virtual or in any way that you can find us. We're here this morning with Danielle Fitchew with the Chamber of Commerce, but we also have in the room a couple of folks from the Women Council of Realtors, Karen Tarbell and Sharice Harris. And they are co-chairs for an event that's coming up on April 1st. It's going to be from 6 to 9, and it's called Bras for a Cause. And I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to let them explain to you what that is. Karen and Sharice, we're glad you're here.
Thanks, thank Michael.
Go ahead and just kind of, I know that I'm doing this thing, and, you know, for folks that are interested in.
You're
see,
modeling.
I am modeling.
He is modeling. he is.
I'm going to design my own bra, and with my wife's help, of course, and interesting enough, me and Greg Slater, the past president of CAR, we've cooked something up that I think is going to be pretty fun together in regards to this. But it's April 1st. It's from 6 to 9. Tell us a little bit about it and what you're trying to do.
Sure, Michael. It is going to be held at the Elks Lodge over by Dardentau Park, so we want to make sure everybody knows where that is. The tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door, and you can contact us at 434-981-4172 to get more information about tickets. What we are doing is we are raising money for breast cancer awareness in our community, and the recipient is going to be the Positive Image Boutique, which is opening up at the new Emily Couric Cancer Center. That is a organization that is going to provide support, supplies, and advice and resources for women who are going through breast cancer treatment. So we are just thrilled to be able to start them off with some donation from our auction, which is going to be a big part of the evening. That's going to be really fun. Various companies, including many of our real estate partners and some of the mortgage companies in town, and even the Derby Dames, our roller derby ladies, are all sponsoring bras, and as Michael mentioned, they'll be decorated with different themes. And then we're going to have male models modeling these bras on a runway to great cheers and applause, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then following the fashion show, we have a professional auctioneer who's coming, and she will be auctioning the bras, and a portion of those proceeds will go to that Positive Image boutique.
That's great. Cherise, obviously this is an event that the Women of Council of Realtors is sponsoring. This obviously isn't the first time this has been done. I did a little research before the show and saw some pictures of what happened out in Utah. And even with you talking about my stomach's in knots and I'm already nervous and it's, you know, it's a few weeks away. But how did you guys decide to do this?
I believe it was Teely, who was last year's president and had brought it to the committee and thought it was a really great idea. It gets everybody involved. And in the other states, it's quite successful.
You gave the number. If you're interested and you're listening and you want to be involved in this, whether it be sponsoring, possibly doing a bra yourself, give them that number again where they can reach to get more information.
It's 434-981-4172. And they also can go on Facebook as well. Just go into search and do Blue Ridge WCR. Bras for a Cause.
Great, great. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, folks. I mean, again, the sponsorship, not only do you get peer pressured into doing this bra, but you have to pay to enter your bra. So you're not only getting, you know, caught up in that, but then you also, you'd have to pay. So you got the sponsorship, you got people paying to do this, you've got and then afterwards, the auctioning of the items, the undergarments, and so it should be a
make
very,
it sound
very
so dirty.
It does, and you know, I was talking to my wife about it. She says you're doing what, and I said, honey, it's for a great cause. My mom, you know, had double mastectomy, so I certainly understand that. Matt Hodges, one of the mortgage loan officers in the area, he spoke at the CAR general membership meeting a week or so ago and talked about fact that not only I think his mom and his wife and his sister. Oh,
yeah.
Wife and sister have both, and I know that he's jumping into this with both feet. So it should be a very, very interesting evening. And the more people that come, obviously, the more fun it'll be.
Absolutely.
I just want to make one other point. The Positive Image Boutique is also going to support men.
Yes.
So it's going to be for both women and men.
That's true. Men do get breast cancer.
Yes, they do. And so it's definitely for both sexes. And, yep. A good cause.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. I was at JPJ a couple weeks ago when they did the Pink Out, supporting, you know, breast cancer prevention. And then they had a whole bunch of people walk out on the floor, and there was a man out there. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered that was the case. Well,
absolutely.
We're looking forward to it. It's April 1st from 6 to 9. Karen and Cherise are more than happy to take your call and take
absolutely.
Your money.
Absolutely. Yes.
And,
yes.
And if more. You want to come and see one in at least one very, very embarrassed gentleman, come on April 1st because you'll definitely see me.
Yeah, that'll
no
be the
doubt.
Best part.
Well, we've got a few minutes left. I want to get back to Danielle for a couple minutes here in regards to the chamber. When we were talking before the break, we were talking about the many different events that the chamber participates in. We talked about the fact that, you know, folks that need information, you know, can get with the chamber. But Danielle, from your perspective, I mean, you've been there almost 6 years. What do you, if somebody said, what is the best thing about the chamber, and what does the chamber do to make this community a better place to live, work, and enjoy themselves? What jumps to your mind?
Sure. One of the things is our advocacy on behalf of our members. And it could be whether it's roads, and there are a couple roads we'd like to see built.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whether it be...
Or at least open for a little bit of time.
Meadow Creek Parkway,
it'd be nice to use it since it's there.
Or affordable housing or water resources. I mean, these are all things, they're not the sexy topics. It's not networking. It's not an after hours. But they're things that are important for community as a whole. So if you're living in the community or thinking of coming to the community or thinking of starting a business here, you have to know that you have people that can afford to get to and from work. They have roads to get there, that there's places for them to live affordably in the community and have those resources available. And people are usually the highest expense that any company has. So being able to help service that part of our membership is very important.
You know, we talked a little bit before about collaboration, and we've got a couple minutes left, and it's not enough time to give this a topic justice. But talk a little bit. Every time I go to a chamber event, mm-hmm. University of Virginia is there. Piedmont Virginia Community College is there. There's a real strong partnership amongst the education aspects of Charlottesville as well as business. Talk a little bit about that collaboration.
Sure. University of Virginia, Piedmont, National, Averitt. I mean, this community is so fortunate to have such a high caliber of higher education system. And they all know the importance of business and workforce development and turning out good employees and valuable contributing citizens to the community. So they're all invested on helping the community, not just their little piece and what they stamp, but helping the community overall. The university, it's one of the biggest economic engines in our community with over 14,000 employees. Piedmont Virginia Community College servicing all of the educational needs and changing to the demands of the market with creating the partnerships to add educational services for the new Defense Intelligence Agency and bringing so they can turn out workforce. All of those people that are coming, they're not all transferring here, so we're going to have to train them up. And PVCC has stepped right into that place. National College, I think they're celebrating their veterans and military program this weekend, I believe. And so, I mean, they're stepping right in there. How can we provide services to help the businesses? So we're employing workforce right here in our community.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. I mean, every time I go to one of the events, I mean, you'll see people like Leonard Sandridge there. Frank Friedman is regularly there. Ms. Copeland over at National. And it's just, it's really neat to see. I mean, when you go to one of these big breakfasts and one of these big events, to look at the diversity of people coming together. And for you folks out there that are businesses that aren't members of the chamber, I would really encourage you to catch up with Danielle. Danielle, give them the information on how to reach you again so that they can learn more about how to become a member.
Sure. SeavilleChamber.com. You can join, download an application right online. You can watch our latest video production on the chamber development and see what we're all about. You can check out our upcoming calendar of events and you can look at our different partnerships. So we are the chamber, but we stand behind some great affiliates here in the community also.
Yeah, you're a great partner and another great example of what makes this city such a great place. Well, as always, we're out of time. It always goes so fast, and appreciate all three of you being here with me this morning, and our time is up. And folks, we really do thank you for yours.